And welcome back to WSN Weekly Sports Notion. I am Dylan Green, joined as always by Justin Connor. We're going to discuss on today's show, Justin's going to start with college football playoff and some of the bowl games. And then later in the show, I'm going to talk about the NFL playoff. So I'm going to kick it over to Justin. He's going to start talking about the bowl games.
Well, we've missed so much from the last show we started. That was August 21st, I think. So much has happened since then. College football started. Now we're almost over. So getting into that, some of the bowl games that are coming up. Some of the bowl games already happened. The most recent bowl game was the Miami Beach Bowl yesterday. Tulsa beat Central Michigan 55-10. I don't know anyone that was probably watching that one. The only bowl game that was somewhat interesting to me was the San Diego State-Houston bowl game, the Las Vegas Bowl. Dylan, did you watch that one at all?
I haven't watched any bowl games yet. I'm going to wait till the most recent ones come out.
I really haven't watched any either. But the bowl game that coming up that has got my attention the most so far is the Indiana-Utah bowl game, December 28th in the Foster Farms Bowl. The only reason I actually care about that game is because IU's playing, and I don't think IU's going to win. I don't think IU even has a shot.
Yeah. Utah's a really good football team, and IU's not, especially with we're going to have a new head coach during that game. So
if IU wins, that'll be something.
That would be an amazing win.
They beat Michigan State, which at the time was really mm-hmm. good. I didn't even watch the game, but did the fans storm the field? Do you know?
Yeah, we stormed the field, and then
we stormed the field.
Yeah, well, I'm an IU fan, so all the fans stormed the field, and they tore down some goalposts and stuff like
they
that.
They tore down goalposts. Mm-hmm,
yeah. Wow. Yeah, everybody went crazy.
But after the IU Utah game, December 29th. Colorado plays Oklahoma State in the Alamo Bowl. That game should be interesting. And Virginia Tech plays Arkansas in the Belk Bowl. And after that, the next game that's somewhat interesting is the Orange Bowl on December 30th. That's a Friday. Florida State will be playing Michigan in the Orange Bowl.
That'll be a good game.
That should be a good game. I think Michigan's going to destroy Florida State. You heard it here, probably not first, but you heard it here from me. I think Michigan is going to beat Florida State pretty badly. And Nebraska also plays Tennessee that game, the Music City Bowl in Nashville, Tennessee. So doesn't sound like a bowl game that'll be that exciting, but two big name teams, Nebraska and Tennessee. It'll be interesting to see if Nebraska is actually as good as they have been, or at least how good they've said they've been over the season, regular season at least. And then New Year's Eve, we got a bunch of good bowls that day. Mm-hmm. Then the Citrus Bowl, Louisville plays LSU at 11 o'clock in the morning on ABC. And then later that night, the college football playoff kicks off, which I know very many people are interested in. The first one will be the Peach Bowl at 3 o'clock on ESPN. That'll be Alabama and Washington. And following that game on ESPN will be Clemson and Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl. I think that Alabama will beat Washington pretty bad. And then,
I agree.
Ohio State and Clemson, that'll be a close one. I honestly could go either way on this. I think Clemson could win with Deshaun Watson, and I also think Ohio State could win. Problem with that, Ohio State is like the youngest team in college football, and sometimes they've shown it, sometimes they haven't. Last game they played against Michigan, for the first three quarters, if you would have told me that Ohio State was going to win that game, I would have said that you were crazy because they just looked flat out awful, and then they came back and win in a very dramatic way, which was exciting. But then they played games like they did against Northwestern when they only won by 4 points, and that whole game was just pathetic to watch. And then they had games where against like Nebraska that they just look dominant. So it all depends on which Ohio State shows up. And then following that day, on January 2nd, they're skipping New Year's Day on a Sunday. So on January 2nd, Wisconsin will be playing Western Michigan in the Cotton Bowl, which will be a game that I think will be pretty exciting. Wisconsin, I imagine Wisconsin's going to win that game. I don't think Western Michigan, I mean, yeah, they're undefeated, but they're in the MAC conference, so I mean I know that a lot of times when the Group 5 conference plays in a big-time bowl like this, they usually show up well, like Boise State does usually in Houston last year, but I don't think Western Michigan is gonna hang with Wisconsin all four quarters, so I think Wisconsin will win that one. The Outback Bowl, Iowa and Florida, I think Florida will win that one pretty easily. And then the Rose Bowl, which is Penn State and USC, that will be a fun game to watch. I think USC will win that because I think USC is on a roll right now. And Penn State, I could be wrong. Penn State's pretty good. And so USC, I think, will win that one by at least, 10 points. And the Sugar Bowl, Oklahoma and Auburn. That one would be a close one also. I think Oklahoma won that. I think the SEC is weak this year, as do a lot of people. I think Oklahoma is going to win that one. Oklahoma has got back on track after that loss to Ohio State earlier in the season, and they've played pretty well throughout the season. So those are my bowl picks. And then, of course, national championship, I have Alabama and Ohio State. And I think Alabama is going to win it. I think Alabama is... It's too good this year.
I'm surprised.
It'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see what happens in the off season. Lane Kiffin's leaving for the Florida Atlantic head coaching job.
That's right.
And so it'll just be interesting to see what happens over the off season. To see any of the coaching changes that happen. There's been a lot of talk about Nick Saban possibly leaving.
It's never happening.
It's gonna happen sometime down the road. I say Nick Saban's at Alabama for at most 5 more years.
I don't see him leaving Alabama ever.
Ever?
He makes way too much money at Alabama to leave that job.
Sometimes it's not about the money. Like Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin's probably making better money at Alabama than he would be at Florida Atlantic.
What does that tell you about
people who are playing or coaching under Nick Saban? It doesn't seem like it's a very
they want their own coaching job. They don't want to be a coordinator for very long.
No, some people like being a coordinator.
But
Lane Kiffin obviously. Lane Kiffin could win a national championship almost every year if he's decided to stay at Alabama.
Yeah, well, he wanted his own job, I feel like, but no, I don't know.
But he's settling with Florida Atlantic, I think. I mean, there's so many better. Like, he could.
Did he get any other offers that we know of?
Not that I'm aware of, but I'm sure that.
Maybe. I mean, it's a rebuilding project. Maybe he wants to rebuild a team and see how far he can go with them. He did take a big pay cut, though. I think it's like half of his salary now. Oh. He's like a head coach, which is interesting, but I don't know. It'll be interesting to see, like you said, how Alabama bounces back from the new offensive coordinator and stuff like that.
Yeah, big hiring in the past week or so. Matt Canada from Pittsburgh.
It's former IU coach too, right?
Like a long time ago.
Yeah, I know, but still.
But he made more of an impact at Penn State than he ever did at IU. So why are you bringing up IU?
I don't know. I'm just saying he's a former
IU coach. Was at Northern Illinois and Wisconsin and NC State. But he was most recently at Pitt, and he did pretty well at Pitt, didn't he? He beat Clemson. Anyway, forget that. Yeah, he was hired as the LSU offensive coordinator. Big news there. So that's the most recent, most notable hiring so far.
Did Les Miles get hired, or is he not?
I think Les Miles is still out.
Is he still available for anybody that needs a coach?
So Purdue, if you need a head coach, Les Miles.
They already got it.
Did they?
Yeah, I think Western Kentucky's coach, they hired him. Forget his name, but...
I don't think they hired Western.
You can look him up.
Oh, Western Kentucky?
Western Kentucky's head coach. Yeah, not P.J. Fleck, whatever his name is.
No, P.J. Fleck,
He's a good coach, too, but... Yeah, I think Purdue hired Western Kentucky's head coach.
Well, there you
go. Are you done? Are you done talking about college football?
Unless you got anything to add.
I have... Who did you have in the national championship? Alabama and Ohio State. And you had... Ohio State winning or Alabama?
Alabama winning.
Oh.
Were you listening?
A little bit, but I was zoned out. Okay. I have the same pick as you. I'm surprised you went with Ohio State with Alabama, but I agree with you. I think Alabama's going to win it again.
But when a lot of people jump on the Alabama bandwagon sometimes.
I'm not jumping on it.
I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not saying you, but a lot of people are okay. Not necessarily a bandwagon, but everyone's saying how Alabama's going to win. Sometimes that pressure can get to you. And you end up losing. So let's hope that happens.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to jump over to the NFL playoff, which is where I'm probably going to talk quite a bit. Some NFL standings, some teams that have already clinched playoff berth include the Patriots, Raiders, Cowboys, and Seahawks. Those are the only four teams that have legitimately made the playoffs yet. So any other division, pretty much, it's up for grabs. I'll start with the AFC East. The Patriots obviously have won the division, but the Dolphins have a chance to be a wild card team, which I think I was really surprised that the Dolphins are doing well this year. I think I had them finishing last in the AFC East. Justin, what do you think about the Dolphins this year? They're doing pretty well. They're in second place.
They're trash.
What do you say that? Well, they're 9-5.
Any team in the AFC East is just going to fall second to the Patriots every year as long as Tom Brady and Bill Belichick are there. Even take away Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, still the head coach. The Patriots are going to be number one in the AFC East for a long time. So, yeah, Dolphins, sorry, you're not going to go to the playoffs this year.
They can still make it as a wild card.
They're not going to make it as a wild card.
They still can.
They can, but they won't.
You don't think they will?
No.
Okay. All right. We'll have to see about that. The Bills and the Jets are struggling this year.
as always.
Yeah, as always. But I think Rex Ryan's going to get fired here in a couple games by the end of the season. I think he's going to be out of a job. Todd Bowles is in his second year. I don't think anything's going to happen to him. But I think the Patriots are they're obviously in the playoffs now. And then the Dolphins, I think, are going to make the wild card. AFC North, pretty tight race between the Steelers and Ravens right now. They're with one game of each other. Steelers are 9-5, and the Ravens are 8-6. Bengals and Browns are always Bengals are a disappointment this year because did they win the division last year or did the Steelers? I think they both made the playoffs regardless, but
I don't remember.
Browns have always been disappointing.
I don't know
if they're going to win a game this year.
They're not going to win a game. They have the Chargers and Steelers.
Maybe.
Steelers?
Chargers. I think they could beat the Chargers. No. Anyway, I think the Steelers are going to win this division. It's not looking up for the Bengals right now. I think Marvin Lewis is another coach that's going to get fired. AFC South, what can I say about the AFC South?
They suck.
AFC South does suck. Texans, Titans, Colts are all within a game of each other. Jaguars just fired Gus Bradley last week.
It was Sunday.
Yeah, well, basically.
That wasn't last week.
Well, basically last week, so.
No,
yeah,
Sunday,
well, whatever.
Sunday's the beginning of the week.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway. AFC South, Texans, Titans, Colts, any of those three teams can still make it. It'll be interesting to see how these teams do in the next few weeks of the season. AFC West is I think, where it's really competitive between three teams. The Raiders have already clinched playoff berth, but the Chiefs and Broncos can still secure at least a wild card. Chiefs and Broncos could. So AFC's, I think the Patriots are going to go to the conference championship. I don't know who they're going to play against yet, but I have the Patriots in the Super Bowl right now.
Raiders.
You think Patriots-Raiders for the AFC championship? I could see it.
Patriots-Raiders. Patriots are going to smack the Raiders.
I could see it. I could see Patriots-Steelers too.
There's going to be no Tuck rule this year to debate about. Patriots are going to
go all the
wipe
way.
The floor with the Raiders, and next thing you know, Patriots are Super Bowl champs. That's what's going to happen. Who in the NFC can contend with the Patriots?
I think the Giants could, since they've done it before. So, anyway, on to the NFC. The Cowboys have secured playoff berth, and the NFC East. Big surprise, I did not see the Cowboys doing this well with Dak Prescott, their rookie backup quarterback. He's a starting quarterback, but he started as a backup, and now he's a starter because he's better than Romo, and they're winning games with him. So, anyway.
What's going to happen to Romo? What do you think is going to happen to Romo?
That's a good question.
Browns?
No. I could see him being traded this offseason to a team that needs a quarterback.
Browns?
Not the Browns, because that's dumb.
Why is it dumb? The Browns need a quarterback.
Well, yeah, but I don't
think
he'll
do it. What about a little
I could see him
Tony
going
Romo,
to the Bears.
Terrell Pryor switch? Terrell Pryor
I could see him going
Des
to the
Bryant
Bears.
And the Bears.
The Bears need a quarterback. Jay Cutler's not cutting it for them. I could see
Cutler's
it.
Not cutting it.
I did not mean to say that. I really did not mean to say that. Oh, man. All right. Anyway.
How embarrassing.
That was pretty good, though, by me. I did not
All
even...
four of our listeners are probably just like, wow.
Wow. What a joke. What a punster.
What
a punster right there.
Not even four, two.
Huh?
Not even four. It's like two. Maybe even one.
It's just us that listen to this.
It's just us.
All right.
Let's not even kid ourselves.
NFC East, Cowboys and Giants. I think the Giants are going to make it as a wild card team. And I actually right now have them making the Super Bowl because I don't – the NFC is not that good this year. Cowboys have a rookie quarterback. I don't see the Cowboys going very far in the playoffs. Lions, Falcons, Seahawks, I don't see them. I mean, Seahawks maybe, but their defense is pretty banged up this year. They just lost Earl Thomas, right, and they've lost some of their front seven guys to injuries. Then the NFC North, Lions and Packers, like, I don't know. Like, either one of those could make it as the winner of the division. It's going to be interesting to see the last couple games of the season. In the NFC South, Falcons and Buccaneers, they're both pretty close as well. A team that surprised me this year is the Panthers. I'm really surprised that they're 6-8. I really thought that they would be, I don't know, I thought they'd have at least 8 wins by now. I think it's, you know, I don't know. It doesn't make, I don't know. Panthers are struggling this year, and they went to the Super Bowl last year. It's just, it's hard for me to see that they're struggling. I don't know.
Team surprised me? Patriots. They have 2 losses.
You think they should be 14-0?
14-0. They lost to the Bills, and they lost to the Seahawks. Lost to the Bills because they had Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. You put Jimmy Garoppolo or Tom Brady in, they win that game. Then that stupid play call at the very end of the game against the Seahawks. Boom. They're 14-0. They're about to break the they're about to finally break that record that the Dolphins hold. The record that the Patriots should have had back in 07, which was stupid. But that was a long time ago, and we're not going to get into that.
Yeah. Anyway, another team that's surprising me is the Cardinals. They're 5-8. Well, the NFC West is pretty trash this year, honestly.
You think the Seahawks aren't good?
They're not as good as they should be. Like, whenever they had Marshawn Lynch and everybody, like, they went to 2 Super Bowls a couple years ago. Like, they were a team. But now that their defense is banged up now, I don't think they're going to go very far in the playoffs. Cardinals are struggling this year. Rams and 49ers are a joke. Rams just fired their coach. So, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see what teams kind of amount to something. The NFC. The AFC, I think, like you said, the Patriots are they're pretty much a team to beat. And nobody can really beat them. I just – Patriots all the way. But my Super Bowl prediction,
well,
I have
the Patriots. You think the Patriots are going to win the Super Bowl?
No, I'm saying for them, the AFC.
Oh.
I have the Patriots playing the Giants in a Super Bowl rematch, and I have the Giants defeating the Patriots. What's your Super Bowl pick?
I said Patriots are going to win it.
But who are they going to play?
Doesn't matter who they're going to play. They're still going to win it. I don't know. The NFC is
the NFC is really disappointing.
Really crappy. So, I mean, yeah. I don't – Cowboys could win the NFC, but that's too easy for them to – to say that that's going to happen. It's so predictable that it's not going to happen. Could be the Seahawks.
Could be.
Probably not. Could be the Falcons.
Maybe.
Probably not. Could be the Giants. Maybe. Packers. Maybe.
Just don't know yet. There's some games to be played still, and playoffs haven't started yet. So.
Now, I want to talk about this real quick. The ESPN power rankings. Now, how are you about to put the Cowboys over the Patriots after last weekend's game?
They have the Cowboys number 1.
They Patriots have the Cowboys at number 1 because they beat the Bucks by, what, 4 points last night?
Something like that.
Yeah. At home. Congratulations. you beat the Bucks by – and then the Patriots go to Denver, and they win 16-3, which isn't a great, but it was a defensive battle throughout the whole game, and Tom Brady finally broke that little slump that he had in Denver, and yet – the ESPN is basically like, no, that doesn't matter. Let's just put the Cowboys. Let's just all continue to hop on this Cowboys bandwagon and put them up at number 1 because that's what they do. Ezekiel Elliott jumps into that Salvation Army little bucket and everyone's freaking out because no one knows what to make of that. Is he being disrespectful or is he being really gracious? I don't know. Yeah. Good for him. Dak Prescott went 32 for 36 in passing, but he only had like 280 yards.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't pay attention to power rankings that much because I don't think they don't really define a team. I don't think they mean much. No, I don't think they do. Like, I think your record kind of says where you're at. Like, obviously are they both 12-2? Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're both the top two teams. So.
But one of them's going to win the Super Bowl, and it's not going to be the Cowboys. So.
I don't think the Cowboys are. But I don't know. Patriots could, but I don't know. I think the Giants could beat them. So, I think the Giants are the only team that could beat the Patriots.
Only team that can beat the Patriots.
Yes.
You don't think the Raiders? No. I don't think the Raiders are getting the Raiders.
I'm just saying in general. I think the Patriots are going to sweep whoever they play in the AFC. They're going to lose the Giants in the Super Bowl, just like they did in how many years ago was that?
Well, they did in 2012, and yeah, they did it again in 2007. So,
yeah,
but that's all in the past.
Yeah. Well,
they don't have any. Well, they have Odell Beckham. I was going to say they don't really have any receivers to make a play like the Mario Manningham and David Tyree made, but. Sounds like Odell Beckham's going to catch, like, another one-hander in the end zone with, like, 10 seconds left. Yeah,
I
can
see it.
If that happens, I'm going to just quit being a football fan. Cause that's not quit being a Patriots fan, just quit being a football fan all in general. Because I'm not. Yeah. No. What else? You want to talk about basketball? College basketball? College basketball started
about a month ago, yeah.
Of course, Villanova is up sitting there at top, number one. Followed behind UCLA and Kansas. How about them Hoosiers, right? Losing to Butler last weekend.
Butler's a good team, though. I mean,
what's that? IU's like 0-2 against in-state teams?
Yeah.
Can't beat any team in their own state. Just imagine what's going to happen when they play Purdue.
Nah, they'll beat Purdue.
They're not going to beat Purdue.
They'll beat Purdue. No. I'll bet money on that.
$5.
Let's do it. You heard it here.
IU's not even going to win the Big Ten.
Who do you have winning it?
Purdue.
Or Wisconsin.
Not Wisconsin.
Yeah. We'll see.
Northwestern. You laugh now. Just wait.
Northwestern. You're funny.
All right. Anything else? The Cubs won the World Series since the last time we talked.
Really? Did they? Yeah, I know
they won the World Series.
I know they did. I just didn't know if we did. I forgot. I totally
that
forgot.
Was in November.
That was a long time ago.
Last show was in August.
Man. It's been a while. A lot's happened.
What, 108 years, right? Since the
I'm saying a lot's happened.
Is that what you're talking
since,
about?
Yeah. It's been a while. I'm a Cubs fan. Makes me pumped.
Oh, you are a Cubs fan.
I'm a
really?
Cubs fan. I've been a Cubs fan since, like, fifth grade, so.
Oh, since what, like, last?
Fifth grade.
Last spring?
Fifth grade. Shut up. I can show you a picture of me at Wrigley Field in fifth grade.
Anyone can go to Wrigley Field and take a picture with a hat on and be like,
no,
look,
I can show you.
I've been a fan all
grade.
My life.
I can show you a picture of me in fifth grade.
Pictures mean nothing.
This. Huh?
Pictures mean nothing.
I have a video too somewhere. I don't know where it is.
Well, what's a video going to show me? You had a Cubs
video
game?
Will show me running the bases of Wrigley Field.
I used to run the bases at Indianapolis Indians game.
Cool. I ran them at Wrigley Field. You didn't, so you're not.
I'm not
cool.
talking about if what's more better. Now I'm just saying anyone can run bases at a field and say
you
yeah, I'm a fan.
Huh? Well, I've been a fan since fifth grade. I'm not a bandwagon like most people. I've stuck with the Cubs even though they've sucked for many years.
108 years.
Nobody. No, I haven't been alive that long, so. Nobody ever believes me that I've been a Cubs fan except the people that are actually Cubs fans with me.
Who's actually Cubs fans?
Huh?
Who is
I'm not going to name people's name on here, but some of my buddies are. They have been for a while.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah.
Yeah. Go Cubs, go.
You know what? You know what the problem I have with Cubs fans is how disrespectful they were to Steve Bartman.
That's true.
He is a dedicated fan. You put anyone in that situation, and they'll do the exact same thing. They'll try to catch a ball coming their way. Look at the video, and you'll see five other people sitting around him trying to go for the ball. He would just happen to be the guy who was right there, and next thing you know, he can't show his face around Chicago or Wrigley Field. Imagine the guy. He was sitting probably in his living room watching the World Series. Once they won, he was probably all excited. He was probably more excited than any Cubs fan out there.
Yeah.
And yet, and people on like social media are like, oh, we can forgive you now. God. Jeez.
Yeah.
All these people, man. I feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, I know. I know. Do you have anything else?
No.
I don't have anything.
I don't have anything else.
All right.
You want to do the sound or whatever?
You can do it. I started, so you got it.
Well, thank you for whoever listened. Probably no one
one
ever listens. We're a low-budget podcast on iTunes. We're not even like
we're
in
trash.
The top 500,000 on a website.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I looked at the numbers.
Oh.
It's not
well,
good.
We haven't been doing it for like, what?
It doesn't matter. We still
We've been
did
off
it.
For 3 months,
when we,
right?
When we still did it, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
But anyways, hopefully we'll be back on here sometime soon. But if not, what are you losing from it? Absolutely nothing. So
true.
So
true.
Thank you for listening, and see you next time.